It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the fourth week of trading for the month of June, and it was not a pretty week as far as the wheat market is concerned. Heavy losses in wheat. Corn following close behind, not seeing a very good performance as well. Soybeans, though, eking out some gains. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist, Martinson Ag, is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we wrapped up the fourth week of trading for June, and we brought in heavy selling into the wheat market. Seems odd that you're looking at one of the lowest production years for winter wheat in decades for the U.S. You're looking at an extreme heat wave moving across Europe, which is causing some stress to their crop and likely will result in lower production. And you're looking at now a high pressure ridge setting up in the U.S. over the next 15 days. That will likely push back or slow down the potential for spring wheat yields. Overall, this market doesn't really seem to care about that, as it looks like the funds continue to sell aggressively in the wheat market, especially in the winter wheats, as they've now gone net short the winter wheat contract, still net long Minneapolis. Corn, another market that they just continue to beat up and sell aggressively. Comfortable old crop stocks, but the questions about new crop, the fact that we're seeing non-threatening weather for the new crop has everybody expecting a good chance to see trend line yields or above, and that's keeping the pressure in on the corn market. Demand, though, continues to be extremely strong as exports are over USDA's projections and likely going to have to be increased. That's going to cut stocks down a little bit, and we still expect to see a little bit of a drop as far as acres are concerned. Speaking of acres, we're looking at a quarterly grain stocks and a planted acreage report coming out on Tuesday, which will also help give this market some direction. Soybeans were the only market that finished in the game with pluses last week, mainly because of still the optimism that China is going to come in and buy a little bit of grain. Overall, Minneapolis wheat dropped close to 45 to 47 cents. Chicago wheat was down 24 to 27. Kansas City was down 31 to 33. Over in the corn market, we saw 3 to 4 cent losses, while soybeans were up anywhere from 3 to 13 cents. Soybean meal was up $5. Soybean oil was up $1.60. Canola finishing up $8 to $11. Meats, they had a better performance. Live cattle gained about $2, while feeder cattle were up $3. Overall, wasn't a bad week other than for wheat and for corn, which continued to get beat up by the funds.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.